a podfic of For Every Girl and Boy, a Phineas and Ferb fanfiction written by Liger Cat and read by Podfic Fairy 28. This podfic was created for the PNF-tober prompts, prompt number 2, Ducky Momo. He was staring at her. Candace glared back, after checking that neither Mom or Lawrence were in the room without her knowing. Ferb blinked a long, slow blink. Why wasn't he with Phineas? They were always together. She'd be annoyed by it if it didn't mean she didn't have to deal with her annoying brothers. No, annoying brother. She only had one brother, and that was Phineas. Ferb was just some weird kid who she'd have to deal with until her real dad came back and chased out the imposter and his son. She tried to deny that it felt more hollow every time she thought it, because he had to come back. He promised. Candace buried her face halfway into the Ducky Momo in her arms, leaving only her eyes uncovered so she could continue glaring at the unfazed toddler. Or, he looked unfazed. She couldn't tell with him. No one should be that blank all the time. It wasn't natural. When he still didn't move from the doorway of the den, she gave up and looked back to the TV. The Ducky Momo on it was still looking for the bridge. She hadn't missed anything. "It's behind you," she muttered into the head of the bright yellow plushie, the same thing several kids on the show were yelling at him. From the corner of her eye, she could see Ferb moving towards her. If she ignored him, maybe he'd give up. But he kept walking. She twisted her head slightly to keep him in sight when he sat down about a foot away. He didn't do anything but stare at the TV, so she turned back to her show. Ducky Momo waddled around no closer to the bridge than before. Candace sighed. After a while, Ducky Momo finally saw the bridge. He only got halfway there before being distracted by a leaf. Something brushed her side. Candace glanced over and frowned. Ferb had worked his way next to her and was sitting against her side. "Go play with Phineas." He blinked at her. Glaring, she pushed him lightly with her arm. He didn't react. "What do you want?" she groaned. Ferb looked from the screen to her and back again. "You want to watch with me?" He nodded. Oh, that was new. Phineas never wanted to watch Ducky Momo with her. The one time she tried to make him, he'd called it stupid. Actually, he called it something else, but she knew he meant stupid. She watched him watching TV for a minute before turning back to it herself. "Fine, but don't make a habit of it, and don't call it stupid." End of story. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and if you enjoyed the fic, I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing. Here at the end, I'm going to have some bloopers in 3, 2, 1. Ferb was just some weird kid who she'd have to deal with until her real dad. Yeah. She tried to deny that it felt more hollow every time. Yeah. The Ducky Momo on it. Yeah. She twisted her head slightly. I see sight in the next part of the sentence. I'm like, slightly. Okay. Glaring, she pushed him lightly with her arm. Glaring, she pushed him lightly. She watched him watching TV for a moment. She watched him watching TV for a minute before turning back to it herself. Yeah, we're gonna try that again. That's the end of the podfic. Thanks for listening. Bye.